Welcome back to more Money Minutes for Doctors. I don't know if you've heard about the buzz that's going on about some new IRS rules that would allow you to roll over your children's 529 plans into a Roth IRA. So today we're going to be dissecting this, all the hype that you're probably hearing in the news, and you're going to have some good information on whether these new rules will actually work for you. So Catherine Vest is here. I am the CEO and founder of MD Financial Advisors, where we're very proud to work with over 750 doctors from Hawaii to New York City. So welcome back. And if you've got any further questions about anything financial and you'd like us to cover them in a future episode, you can certainly reach out to us at info@mdfinancialadvisors.com. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on social media at MD Financial Advisors. And that way, you're never going to miss an episode. So first, some quick background. As you already know, Roth IRAs are retirement accounts that are tax advantaged. You invest your money after taxes, the funds grow tax-free, and then of course you can pull them out in retirement, all the earnings and the original investment without having to pay any taxes. Yay! I think of it as tax insurance. Sounds good, right? Yes. But here's the downside. Unfortunately, there are very, very few ways to get money into these Roth IRA accounts. And to make it even more difficult, the annual amount that you can put in is really quite limited. So we want to find ways to get more money into the Roth accounts. And to be frank, it's a job for financial advisors that we have to work very hard to be able to figure out more and more ways that we can help you get money into these Roth accounts in a way that's also cost effective. Now, by the way, we do go into this topic in a lot more detail in another podcast, and I'm going to have the link in the notes below. So check it out because it really goes into many, many different options that you have for getting more funds into your Roth IRA. Now, 529 plans. As you know, 529 plans are used to fund children's college. I would say some of our doctors are using 529 plans to fund college. I think of them a little bit like Roth IRAs, but for education. So once again, you invest your after-tax dollars into a 529 plan. It grows tax-deferred, or hopefully tax-free. And then at some point in the future, when your children are usually in college, you take the principal and all the earnings out tax-free for funding college. Once again, sounds like a good idea. We do have another podcast also on 529 plans. I'll link that below too. Now, many of our doctors are hesitant to completely fund a college plan with 529 plans for a lot of reasons, but one of the big ones is there is a 10% penalty if you pull the funds out for anything other than education. And on top of that, you also have to pay ordinary income tax, not capital gains, but ordinary income tax if you do this. So it can be very, very painful. In fact, we've actually had two clients who put all their kids through school and they each had $300,000 left over in 529 plans. One doctor desperately needed this money for retirement, but he couldn't afford to pull it out because by the time he paid the taxes and the penalties, he was looking at reducing the funds by about 50%. It was very painful, and I frankly felt very, very sorry for him. So as a result of this, a lot of doctors are very hesitant to completely fund college in a 529 plan, and it scared them away. Now, recent changes, though, makes me think that people in Congress are concerned that it's not just doctors who are scared to use 529 plans. And so they created a new rule, 529 to Roth IRA rollover. It's covered in the new SECURE Act. Now, this allows certain taxpayers to roll over the funds of unused 529 plans to Roth IRAs. I know that sounds great on paper, right? Woohoo! Who wouldn't like to do that? Unfortunately, there's a lot of gotchas with this new rule. I'm going to run through them now because at the end, you'll be able to determine if you think this is going to work for you or not. So first gotcha, the Roth IRA must be in the name of the 529 beneficiary, not the 529 owner. So here's what that means. Most of our clients, the doctor is the owner of the 529 and their children or sometimes grandchildren are the beneficiaries. So unfortunately, you cannot take your 529 for your children that isn't used and put it into your own Roth IRA. That would be lovely, but no, that's illegal and you cannot do that. You could put it into your children's IRA or maybe even your grandchildren's Roth IRA. So that's the first rule. The second rule is there's a lifetime limit on the maximum amount you can roll over, and it's only $35,000. Once again, it's currently not indexed for inflation. Now, I find for most of our doctors, this is not a hugely significant amount of money and probably not worth the hype. And keep in mind, they're not going into your account, they're going into your kids. However, it's very important if you think you might want to be funding some of your children's retirement to pay attention to the per beneficiary rule. Let me give you a case study. Last week, I met with two of my favorite clients. They're both pediatricians, and they had very carefully funded 529 plans for two of their three kids. They weren't worried about funding it for the third because they had other assets that they thought he could use for his college when the time came around. But it occurred to me after going into detail on this that if they ever think they might have 529 plans left over, then it would be helpful to open up one for the youngest beneficiary because otherwise they would not be able to get their Roth IRA funded in the future. So if you're thinking about this, make sure you have a 529 account for each child. Now, another one of the rules that may seem a little odd on the surface is that you have to have the 529 plan open for at least 15 years. Now, to make matters a little bit worse, the IRS hasn't commented on whether or not this is a 15-year waiting period for each new beneficiary. So very often our doctors will have 529 plans. They've got a lot of money in one. They're not too worried about it because they know they can move. One child doesn't use it, they can move it to the other children. What we don't know is if by moving it to the other children, that starts a new 15-year clock. And furthermore, you cannot include any 529 contributions or even the earnings on those contributions if they were made during the preceding 5 years. So between this, you can't use any contributions or earnings in 5 years, and the accounts must have been open for 15 years. It tells me the IRS wants to make sure that you're not using this sneaky little way to get more money into your kids' tax-free accounts. So unfortunately, you can't do any backloading of the plans to try to build those tax-free investments. Now, to make matters worse, the rollovers are subject to the annual Roth IRA contribution limit. So I'm currently recording this in 2024, and this year the contribution limit is $7,000. That means you can't roll over more than $7,000 per year. So if you do the math, if you've got $35,000 as a limit and you can only do $7,000 per year, you can see it's going to take you a few years to accomplish this. It's not going to be a quick fix. Anybody that's doing a Roth IRA or even an IRA contribution has to be making the amount of that contribution. So if they only made $7,000 that year, they could roll over $7,000 or they can make a $7,000 IRA or Roth IRA contribution. But if they only made $2,000 or if they only made $3,000, then that's the maximum amount they could put into an IRA for the year. So let me give you an example here. Let's say your amazingly brilliant child is taking a year off after college and has no earnings for the year. So first of all, you cannot roll over any of the 529 funds to a Roth because your child was not eligible to make any contributions. They weren't making any money that year. Let's change the facts a little bit and find that your child made $7,000 last year. And he went ahead because he followed his parents' very excellent advice and invested $5,000 on his own into a Roth IRA. Woohoo! Good for him. But that means the parents can only roll over $2,000 because that's all they have between his $5,000 and the $7,000 limit going into Roth IRAs. So, yes, I know it's a tad bit confusing, but in conclusion, I don't think these new rules are going to help many of our clients. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but I think that's really going to be the case. Now, if you are in a position where you're thinking rolling over these funds because your children are all through school or your grandchildren, or you just like to be thinking about planning for this for the future, Please, please work with an accountant or a financial advisor who understands the nuances. Because you can see if you're not running through all the gotcha list carefully, you could be creating some unwanted tax liabilities and penalties. The last thing we want, which is not very effective for building your after-tax wealth. All right. I'm hoping this was helpful. Don't buy into all the hype that you hear on the news. And in closing, please, please follow us on social media. And if you found this helpful, I'd so appreciate if you'd forward it to a colleague, because this is how we get the message out to more and more doctors. And as you know, my personal mission is I want to make sure that no doctors suffer from the financial disasters that happened to my personal family when my stepfather, a doctor, died unexpectedly and leaving my poor mother absolutely broke. So please, I don't want that to happen to anyone. And I'm hoping these podcasts can help get you much more of a sense of financial security. So finally, if you've got questions or topics for future issues, please reach out. I'd be happy to cover them. And you can reach out to us directly for a second opinion on your financial health by emailing us at info@mdfinancialadvisors.com. So finally, remember, take care of yourself, plan, protect, and prosper.